Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin today with an invocation led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. If you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that your blessing on this court and on all of the elected officials in Jefferson County, in our state, and in our nation. Please lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. Lord, it's on my heart today to ask your special blessing on those who suffer from substance abuse, alcohol abuse, and those other kinds of maladies. Lord, give them strength and courage to know that Jesus Christ is the answer. We ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't mind, let's say the pledge to the greatest nation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll now have a time of public comment. If anybody wishes to comment on any item that's on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you're online or calling in, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to purchasing items. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for rebid of Justin County Entertainment Complex naming rights. Item B is consider and approve execute receive and file a renewal for a term contract for pest control services for Jefferson County for a fourth and final 1 year renewal with Attaboy Termite and Pest Control Inc. from July 12, 2023 to July 11, 2024. Item C is consider and approve execute receive and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center Commons Painting in the amount of $16,171.83 in accordance with the buy board contract. Item D is with Preferred Facilities Group, a job order contract for Minnie Rogers Painting on the exterior in the amount of $3,187.75 in accordance with the buy board contract. Item E is with Preferred Facilities Group, job order contract for Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center for concrete repairs in the amount of $2,311.63 in accordance with the buy board contract. Item F is consider and approve a discretionary exemption and is authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A7A for items that can be obtained from only one source for which competition is precluded because of existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies for a virtual comparison microscope for the crime lab with Kydra Research Labs, LLC, in the amount of $243,438. Item G is consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption and authorized by Texas Local Government Code 262.024A9A of a purchase of personal property sold from an auction by a state licensed auctioneer by Jefferson County Precinct 4 from Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, Humboldt, Texas. Item H will be tabled. Item I is consider and approve bid due date extension from 11 a.m. Central Time, June 21st, 2023, until 11 a.m. Central Time, July 12th, 2023, for invitations for bid for Crane Bio Pump Station generators and building under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program project for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Texas Sections 200.318 through 326. And with any additional cost over the budgeted GLO grant funds for this project to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 per the interlocal agreement, with the bulk of the funding coming from the Texas General Land Office grant program. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for the crime lab for additional cost for shipping in the amount of $200. Item B is consider and approve a reallocation of remaining funds assigned for the Keith Lake Fish Pass repair to fund the 50% portion of the Ford Park Ball Fields turf replacement. Estimated 50% cost for turf replacement will be $750,000. Remaining repairs for Keith Lake Fish Pass will be funded by Go Mesa funding. Item C is to receive and file subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with the Spindletop Center. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for agricultural extension to replace a laptop in the amount of $1,200. Item E is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $14,978,689.69 to the State Comptroller for intergovernmental transfers for Jefferson County's local preferred provider network for the Comprehensive Hospital Increase Reimbursement Program. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 507-269 through 507-501. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county treasurer, we have two items. Item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for May 2023, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is to consider and approve a $72 wire transfer to Wells Fargo Securities for safekeeping fees for the month of May. Do I have a motion on the item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And the county commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the annual audit report of Jefferson County ESD number 3 for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2022, pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 775.082. Item B is conduct a public hearing regarding proposed amendments. Well, we'll come back to that. And do I have a motion on item A?
Yes. So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. At this time, under item B, we'll conduct a public hearing regarding proposed amendments to Jefferson County tax abatement policy pursuant to Chapter 312 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Anybody wishing to comment may come to the lectern. Anyone having public comment that's online needs to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. Item C is consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Model Tax Abatement Agreement 2023 pursuant to Chapter 312 Texas Tax Code. And item D is consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Tax Abatement Policy 2023 pursuant to Chapter 312 Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those?
So moved.
Second, and only one question, Fred. I know we have this bill changed in, but it doesn't have any conflicts with what the legislators have done, right?
No, sir, not that I know of.
Okay.
The amendments here were to obviate the problems we've had with EPC.
Right, right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fred, thank you for the work you did on that. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. All right. And any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Visitor Center, we have one item to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for two emergency grants, one the Port Arthur Convention and Visitors Bureau on behalf of the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center for a billboard to help with visibility with I-10 traffic. The other relates to retard for the Ford baseball fields in the amount of $6,550 and $750,000, respectively. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion?
I just think this is a wonderful move on our part, Judge. Retard from those ball fields needs to be a priority. That's the best thing we got going. So thank you to the commission, and glad we found those extra funds.
Great to have it in heads and beds, as they say. They put a lot of heads in beds.
That's right. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want to bring one thing to the public, and it's quick. Dr. Gordon Williams of Lamar University in the arts and theater, they honored him last Friday, and it's outstanding to know that the guy that we have here, Fem and Us, so many individuals that have graduated from that school and all around the country working, and they sent back words of wisdom and everything for him. It was a pleasure to be there. His father was there. It was great. It was really great.
Wonderful. Thank you, Commissioner. Also mentioned that some people may be nervous about the fact that we've already got two systems working off the coast of Africa and one moving into the Caribbean. Tropical Storm Brett. If you look at the cone, it appears as though it's coming straight for the Gulf of Mexico, where it has not showed up on either Texas Division of Emergency Management or National Weather Service advisories as of yet. The Robert, did you talk to Greg Bostwick about wind shear? Okay, would you just give us a quick update on his latest report?
I talked to Greg just a few minutes ago, about 15, 20 minutes ago. The update he gave is that Brett, as it moves into the weekend, he's not even sure it's going to develop into a hurricane, that the wind shear will tear it up before it gets in any further into the Gulf. And the one coming off the coast right now, it looks like that's going to, Invest 92 is going to go up through the Atlantic Ocean. That as of this time, he doesn't believe there's any threat to our area whatsoever.
Good. Great. Okay, thank you. And is the Salvation Army Cooling Center still open?
Yes, sir. They're going to be open as long as the heat advisory is in effect in the area. So, and I have posted that to the Jefferson County Emergency Management webpage, where they're at and the times that it's open.
Thank you. All right. Anything from any other elected official? If not, I thank you all for being here today, and we are adjourned.
Be careful. Nice work.